Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin's daf. Sadi, we left off on daf Pei Tesam and Beis. We're right in the middle of the Agadita about Avram Avinu, right? The pasuk had said that it was Vayihi Achar Dvarim Ha'elav Ha'elokim Nisas Avram, that it was after these Dvarim that God tested Avraham. So after what Dvarim? What are we talking about? So the first opinion we're in the middle of learning is that of Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, which is Achar Dvarav Shel Satan. After the Satan had a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then God tested Avram. It was the Satan that caused God to test Avram, because the Satan goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says that Avram never gave you anything. You've given him so much. He doesn't give you a single bird, no carbon, nothing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "You're kidding? Even if I asked him to sacrifice his beloved son, he would give me that." And sure enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him to sacrifice his son. But now, once the Satan caused that to happen, now Avram Avinu is going to go do the Akedah, and the Satan attacks Avram Avinu on the way. He starts to try to convince him to talk him down on the way. So we left off. That's where we left off in the last medium-sized line, right before the lines get wide. I think that's where we're up to. The Kadmu Satan Lederach. So the Satan comes and catches him on the road. Amar lo, and the Satan says to Avram Avinu, Hanisa davar elecha til e va'atzor b'milin. I'm going to read the whole pasuk. He just quotes bits and pieces. He says, Hanisa davar elecha til e va'atzor b'milin miyuchal. Hine yasarta rabim v'yadayim rafos t'chazek. Right, you've strengthened those who are weak. You've done so much good in your life. Koshel yikumun milecha v'chakayim koros ta'ameit. Ki ata tavoy elecha v'atela tigar adecha v'atibahe. Hello, you're okay. So the Gemara is going to continue to quote the continuation of the pasuk. But the point is, he said to him, "What are you doing? Don't you realize that you've accomplished so much? You've convinced so many people that this is the right way of life, etc. And now, what's everyone going to see? That you're a barbarian. No one's going to want to believe in this kind of religion. So your entire life's work is going to go down the tubes. It's all going to be for naught." So Amar lo, Avram Avinu says, "Ani betumi elech." He says, "Well, I follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me to do. What do you want from me? I'm just going betumi." So Amar lo, halo yirascha kisiltocha. So the Satan says to him, and again, this is part of the previous quote from the Pesukim in Iyov. He says, "Your fear, meaning your religion, is your foolishness. That religion is ignorance. What are you doing? You're acting like a fool. You're saying, 'Yeah, I'm just betumi elech.' You know what betumi means? It means you can't think for yourself. You're a fool." Amar lo, zucharna mihu naki avar. Avram Avinu says, "Really? Usually, great religious people don't get destroyed. Meaning, people who are clean and do follow in God's way, they usually do okay in life. So the track record, and as much as you want to say being religious is being foolish, and then I'm closing my eyes, the track record of very religious people is not bad." Kivan dechazad deloka shmielei. So the Satan saw he wasn't getting anywhere with him. So once he realized that he wasn't Avram Avinu wasn't listening to him, Amar Lei, so he said to him, Ve'elai davar yugunav, Vatikach azni, Ve'elai davar yugunav, Kach shamati me'achorei ha'pargot. He said, "I heard the following from achorei ha'pargot, from behind the curtain, so to speak, from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sela ola ve'in Yitzchak li'ola. That really the sheep is supposed to be a carbonola, it's not supposed to be Yitzchak." Meaning what he's telling Avram is, maybe you're misinterpreting what Kodesh Baruch Hu is asking of you. First he's telling him, you're a barbarian, this is crazy, you're going to convince everyone not to follow you. Avram Avinu says, "What do you want from me? This, I do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says." Then he says, "Well, why do you do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says?" He wasn't getting anywhere with that line of questioning. So now he says, "I know you want to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Are you really sure this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do?" That's what Rav Shach quotes in the Aviezri, in the name of the Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin said that he asked the Kasha that many have asked, that what's the great Nisayon of Avram Avinu? After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to talk to anybody directly and tell them to do even the most difficult thing in the whole world, he could kill your son if you don't kill him. He could kill you and your son. He could kill your whole family. Meaning, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Borei Olam. So is it's still the Nisayon, but is it the greatest Nisayon in the whole world when it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came directly and commanded? So there are a couple of answers. One answer is, we saw in the Gemara yesterday, that Eina El Lashon Bakasha. He never commanded him. He requested of him. He said, you know, it would make me happy. So to go and to do that, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu never even commanded him, that it was only a Lashon Bakasha. But Zakta Meryl Diskin, no. The point is that Avram Avinu was not Moshe Rabbeinu. We've said about Moshe Rabbeinu that he saw his Nevuah's Bas Baklari Ami'ira, that when he got a Nevuah, he had an exact clear picture of what the Nevuah was supposed to be. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu gave us Torah. And that's why when you're Kofar B'Divrei Navi, it's not been any, what we asked yesterday, that Kofar B'Divrei Navi doesn't mean that you don't listen to a mitzvah in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. That's not Divrei Navi. That's an entirely different level of Nevuah. That's Divrei Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu had absolute clarity. Moshe Rabbeinu was only able to give us the Torah because there was no human interpretation involved in his Nevuah. It was absolute clarity. It was directly word for word from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu did not have an Aspaklari Yami'ira. Like most Nevi'im, he got his Nevuah in his sleep, he had to interpret the vision, so there was some sort of image he was shown, and he had to interpret what it meant. Says Meryl Diskin, the Nisayon of Avram Avinu was to interpret this honestly. He had every reason in the world to want to interpret this to mean something else. That, oh, he can't be telling me to kill my kid, it must be to kill a young sheep or something like that. It can't possibly, but he interpreted it honestly. He had the intellectual honesty to be able to say, no, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants. So that's where the Satan's attacking him over here. The Satan's saying, how do you know you got it right? Maybe you got it wrong. Maybe he has celiola. That's what I heard. So he says that's the onesh of the Gemara comments now. This is the onesh of someone who tries to trick people, that even when he tells the truth, if he's known to be a liar, you know, and people don't end up listening to him. Meaning, in fact, it was said Me'achorei Pargo that Yitzchak was not going to end up being the Karban Ola, but Avram Avinu wasn't supposed to know that yet, and Avram Avinu didn't believe the Satan at this point that was true, because when you tell enough light, right, the Satan became the boy who cried wolf, right? We're all familiar with that. Okay, the Aruch Haner interestingly says, what is it that he tried to get him at? Why, how did he initially try to convince him? He says, Yesh lo faresh, ma shehizkir lo shehichir lo kol ba'i olam. The fact that he mentions to him, look what you've done for humanity. You're like this great person who's done so much for people. He says, that could be understood, al pi ma sheyishavti b'makom acher, based on the Medrash that says, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu about Mila, so Amar, Avram Avinu's response was, Ad kan hoyu bonei lai ovri drachim, that up until this point, people would always come to me, and shema mi shemalti yifsuku mimeni, but I'm afraid that once I do the mila, people are going to view me as weird. They're going to view me as like some strange guy, and they're not going to want to have anything to do with me. So my whole life's work of being able to bring people in, and you know, the four doors in the tent always open, and connecting to people, no one's going to be able to connect with a weirdo, no one's going to be able to connect to someone who's totally, you know, off the wall. So says the Aruch Haner, that was what the Satan was trying to get Avram Avinu on over here. He knew Avram Avinu was sensitive to this. This was something when Avram Avinu needed to get the Bris Mila, so it was something that Avram Avinu was very worried about. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Nu, you do my mitzvah." So the Satan tries to get him dafka on that point that Avram Avinu himself had raised earlier, that you're not going to be able to connect to people anymore. This is going to be it. This is now you're not going to, your life's work as someone who does kiruv is completely over at this point. Okay, so that's how the Aruch Haner says. Rabbi Levi Amar. So again, all that was within the first interpretation of what Vayhi Achar Dvarim Ha'ila means. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Avram the Nisayon HaAkeda? Achar Dvarim Ha'ila, the first interpretation was that it was after the conversation with the Satan. Rabbi Levi Amar, no, means something else. Achar Dvarim Shal Yishmael LiYitzchak, it wasn't after a conversation between the Satan and God, it was after a conversation between Yishmael and Yitzchak. Amlo Yishmael LiYitzchak, Yishmael says to Yitzchak, Ani Gadol Mimcha B'mitzvos, I'm a greater tzaddik than you. Sha'ata Malta Ben Shmonas Yamim V'ani Ben Shalosh Asrei Shana. You got a bris mila when you were 8 days old. I got a bris mila when I was 13 years old. I knew exactly what was going on, and I still submitted to a bris mila. So I'm a greater tzaddik than you. Classic sibling rivalry. Everything's a contest. Amar lo, so he says back to him, Ube'ever echad ata megat, Yitzchak says back, Ube'ever echad ata megarabi. Why, you're mocking me and saying that you're greater than me based on one aver of your entire body. Im omer li HaKadosh Baruch Hu zoveach atzma chalofanai ani zoveach. If God were to tell me to slaughter myself in front of him, I would do that too. Meaning I would give my entire body over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if that's what he asked for. Miad vel kimni says Avram. This is the concept of al tiftach pel desatan, that sometimes you say something, so it's from the tzaddik's mouth to God's ears, and that's in fact what he implements. Now, the difference between the two the two vayhi achar dvar me'elas is where the emphasis on the akeda is, right? The first opinion seems to put the emphasis on Avram Avinu, that was the primary nisayon. The second one shifts the emphasis to Yitzchak, that it's Yitzchak's nisayon that he says to sacrifice himself. Tanu Rabbanan, I mean, the pasuk says it was Avram. Hashem nisa is Avram, that Hashem tested Avram, but still the background to it, was it based on Avram or was it based on Yitzchak? Tanu Rabbanan, Navi sheidiyach b'skila, Navi that's madiach, that's misnave b'shem Hashem, that people have to be over to Avodah Zarah, and that way tries to get a city of people to be over to Avodah Zarah, he gets skila. Rabbi Shimon Omer b'chenek, Rabbi Shimon says, no, a Navi that does, that tries to get people to do Avodah Zarah gets chenek. Madichei irani dachas b'skila, Rabbi Shimon Omer b'chenek, the people who try to be madiach, who lead the people of Ir Nidachas astray to do Avodah Zarah get skila, according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon says they get chenek. So two machloksim between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, both machloksim Tanakama says skila, Rabbi Shimon says chenek, both about a Navi Sheidiach and anyone who's Madiach in Ir Nidachas. Navi Sheidiach to skila my time in Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan think that a Navi Sheidiach gets skila? Asi Adach, Adach ami Mesis, he derives it from Mesis, Malalon Meskila, Afkan Meskila, just like a Mesis gets skila, so too a Navi Sheidiach gets skila. Rabbi Shimon, Misak Siva Beva, call Misa Amur Betar Estam, Enu Elechenek. And Rabbi Shimon would say, it says Misa by the Navi Sheidiach, so anytime it says Misa, it always means Chenek, and therefore Navi Sheidiach only gets Chenek. Madichi or Nidachas Peskila my time with Rabbanan. What about the second Machlokas, that those who are Madiach near Nidachas, why did the Rabbanan hold that they get Skila? Gamri Hadacha Hadacha, Omi Mesis, Omi Navi Sheidiach. Well, he'll derive the Gzereshav of Hadacha Hadacha, he uses the phrase Hadacha, both by the Madichi or Nidachas and by a Mesis, or by a Navi Sheidiach, which all get Skila. So since they all get Skila, he can learn from either one of those, from the Mesis, from the Navi Sheidiach, whichever. For Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon would say, Gomer Adacha Adacha Minavi, that the Madichi or Nidachas are derived from the Navi Sheidiach. It's not a coincidence that these two Machlokasim are mentioned right next to each other, and that in both of them, Rabbi Shimon holds Yer Chenek. They're related to each other. The din of the Madichi or Nidachas is derived from the din of a Navi Sheidiach. The Ligmar Mi Mesis, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon learn from Mesis? After all, isn't Rabbi Shimon Moda a Mesis Ketzkila? So it has the Lashon of Hadacha by a Mesis. We have an idea of Hadacha by a Mesis. So why don't we learn Skila from a Mesis instead of learning Chenek from the Navi Sheidiach? So done in Mesis Rabbi, Mi Mesis Rabbi, Vein done in Mesis Rabbi, Mi Mesis Yachid. Rabbi Shimon will say, what's more comparable? When you're talking about the Madichi or Nidachas, they're much more comparable to a Navi Sheidiach than they are to a Mesis. Because a Mesis tries to convince a Yachid to do Avodah Zarah. A Navi Sheidiach tries to convince a city to do Avodah Zarah. So the Madichi or Nidachas are much more similar to the Navi Sheidiach. Frek the Gemara, Adrab, and no, to the contrary. Done in Hedyot, Mi Hedyot, we should derive the Hedyot, the simple person, from the simple person, and we should not derive the halacha of the hedyot of a regular madichi or nidachas from a navi, from the din of a navi. Meaning, why are you focused on who he's doing it to? Maybe the more important thing to focus on is who's doing the action. When you're looking for similarities in din, doesn't it first make sense to look at who's doing the action before you look at who the victim of the action is? So when you look at who's doing the action, when it comes to both the mesis and the madichi or nidachas, they're regular stam people. So that's much more similar to each other than a Navi Sheidiach who's on a completely different level. So Rabbi Shimon, Kimin Sheidiach, Ein Lecha Hedyot Gadol Mizah. He says, what? Is there anyone here that's not a Hedyot? A Navi is going and trying to cause other people to have Avodah Zarah. He's obviously not going to be a Navi anymore. His career as a Navi is hereby over. So now he becomes a Hedyot. Right? A Hedyot, Rosh Hashanah always likes to understand, a Hedyot is not just a simple person. Hedyot very often is a negative phrase. It's a negative term. It means a fool, an idiot. Right? That's how he thinks the best translation of the word hedyot is. Right? He always says that in regards to the Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah, that someone who stays in the sukkah when it's raining is nikra hedyot, that it's an idiotic thing to do because there's no mitzvah anymore. Okay, Amar Rav Chista, Machlokas ba'okar ha'gufta avodas k'chavim, v'kiyum mitzvos ubitul mitzvos avodas k'chavim. The Machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon about a Navi who causes other people to do Avodah Zarah is either when he's okar the guf the entire guf of the mitzvah through Avodah Zarah, or kiyum mitzvos ubitul mitzvos avodas k'chavim, or partial akira. Says Rashi, what does this mean? Machlokas Rabban and Rabbi Shimon ben Navi Navi, ba'oker kala guf ba'avod zchavim va'omer, and he says, nitztavisi bruach ha'kodesh mipiagvura lisnabu slakor kol mitzvah savod zchav min ha'torah. Basically what he's saying is, there's no longer an isra of avod zara. I got a nevuah that there's no longer an isra of avod zara. Olakai mitzvah salvatal mitzvah bahai hudaka, or to say that there's still an isra of avod zara, but there's no isra of molech, or there's an isra of avod zara, but no isra of zivuach tavod zara, only an isra of maktir tavod zara, or something like that. He keeps part of it and tries to say that part of it no longer applies. Bahayu de kamer rabbanan skila. That's where the rabbanan are going to say skila. Mishum de bahayu nyana de ksiva adacha benavi de gamri skila minei bavod zaru mishtai. Meaning, when does a navi sheidiach get skila? Only when navi sheidiach means he causes other people to violate avod zaru either entirely or partially. But any other mitzvah in the Torah is not going to be the navi is not going to get skila for. Good. That's what Rav Chista is trying to tell us. Drachmana Amar Min HaDerech, Afilu Miktsas HaDerech. The pasuk says Min HaDerech, that implies even Miktsas HaDerech. Aval Oker Aguf Deshar Mitzvos Divrei HaKol B'Chenek. But if the Navi comes and says, I have a Nevuah that there's no longer a mitzvah of Tefillin, so then he's only going to get Chenek. He's not going to get Skila. He's going to try to convince the whole world not to do Tefillin anymore, not to put on Tefillin anymore. He's only going to get Chenek. V'kiyu Miktsas V'bitul Miktsas Deshar Mitzvos Divrei HaKol Pater. And if he partially tries to uproot, if he says there's no longer a mitzvah of tefillin on Tuesdays, so he tries to partially uproot any other mitzvah, then he's going to be patur. He's not going to be chayiv misa. Masav Rav Nuna, laleches zu mitzvah saseh. So Rav Nuna asks this, wait a second, laleches relates to mitzvah saseh, ba zu mitzvah lo saseh. V'isal kadaitach ba'avodas kachavim, aseh ba'avodas kachavim heichim mishkach. So if you're going to say that the whole pasuk about the Navi Sheidiach is all about a Navi that tries to convince people to do avodah zara, well, how do you have a mitzvah saseh of avodah zara? The pasuk very clearly relates to the Navi Sheidiach, both in terms of mitzvah sasei and mitzvah lo sasei. What mitzvah sasei are there by avodah zara? So Tirgum Rav Chista v'nitatzdem. He says, what do you mean? What mitzvah sasei are there avodah zara? Sure, there's a mitzvah. Pasuk Dvarim Parakid Beis v'nitatzdem es mizbechosim shibartem es matzivosim v'ashreim tesrufun be'esh uvsile Elohim tikadein v'ibartem es hashmam min hamakom ahu. Pasuk goes on and on about how we have to destroy avodah zara. So it's definitely a mitzvah sasei to actively destroy avodah zara. So you absolutely can have a mitzvah to say by avodah zara. But again, all that is the opinion. It's important to remember because the Gemara is going to play around with the two shittos. All that is the opinion of Rav Chista. Rav Chista holds that the idea of Navi Sheidiach is only by avodah zara, either partially or entirely. By any other mitzvah, if it's in entirety, it's chenek. If it's partially, it's divrei called nothing. Rav Hamnuna Amar. Rav Hamnuna says no. Machlokas ba'okar aguf bein b'avodah zara bein b'shar mitzvos. The machlokas is going to be when a navi tries to get rid of an entire mitzvah, whether it's avodah zara or whether it's any other mitzvah, v'kiyum mitzvahs ubitul mitzvahs avodas kachavim, and a partial trying to get rid of avodah zara. So yes, avodah zara is more serious in this regard than other mitzvahs, but only in the area of partial destroying the mitzvah. That's where the Navi is going to get skila. Drachmana amar min aderech afilu mitzvah sederech. That's where Tanakam is going to say skila, Rav Shimon is going to say chenek. Aval kiyu mitzvahs ubitul mitzvahs to b'shar mitzvahs. But if there's the Navi tries to partially destroy any of the other mitzvahs, divrei kol pater. Then everyone's going to say pater. It doesn't even go down to chenek. Then you get straight down to pater. Fine. Tan Rabbanan. So now that we know the two opinions, right? Rav Chisda and Rav Nuna, now we go forward with the following braisa. Hamisnavei lakor davar min haTorah chayiv. If a person says a nevuah to be oker a davar min haTorah, to uproot something that it says in the Torah, he's going to be chayiv. L'kayim mixas levatal mixas. If he says a nevuah to be mevatal part of a mitzvah min haTorah, so Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says he's going to be poter. Uba avodas kochavim afilu amar hayom ivdua ulumachar bitlua. When it comes to avodah zara, though, even if he says just partially, he says just for today, you have to worship Molech, you have to worship Balpar. Tomorrow, we have to be mevatel it, right? We have to draw out the nitzotzos of tuma or whatever, and then destroy them. Comes up with some explanation, so then everyone's going to say he's chayiv. So even a bitul mitzvah, kiyu mitzvah. So Abaye savlo krav chisa mitaritz lo krav chisa. Abaye, who holds like Rav Chisa, which was the first opinion, is going to be mitaritz that brisa to be in agreement with Rav Chisa, which is going to be a hard thing to do. Right, because after all, Rav Chisda says that the whole machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon only by avodah zarah related mitzvos. By any other mitzvos, everyone's going to say if it's in their entirety, it's going to be chenek. If it's partially, it's going to be v'lo klum. So Abaye is going to translate this whole brisa to fit Rav Chista. Rava savor like Rav Amnuna, matar savor like Rav Amnuna. Rava also like Rav Amnuna. He's going to translate that whole brisa to fit with Rav Amnuna. How so? So Abaye savor like Rav Chista, matar savor like Rav Chista as follows: Hamasnave lakor dav mina Torah divrei kol b'chenek. When the first line of the brisa says that if you're masnave lakor dav mina Torah, you're chayiv. Doesn't say what you're chayiv. So Abaye says, I'll fill in what you're chayiv. It means chenek. It means you're misnavi to be oker an entire mitzvah min haTorah. So then everyone's going to agree. You get chenek, which is what Rav Chista had. What Rav Chista said. L'kayim miktsas ulevatel miktsas. If you're misnavi to partially uproot a mitzvah, Rabbi Shimon Poter v'adin Rabbanan. So the Brisa says Rabbi Shimon Poter. Now that seemed problematic for Rav Chista because Rav Chista holds everyone is Poter. So Abaye says, yeah, Rabbi Shimon is Poter and the rabbis are Poter. Also, Rabbi Shimon Poter doesn't mean the Rabbanan disagree, it just means that everyone agrees. That's a little bit difficult. He's going to have to contend with why the Brisa Dafka singled out Rabbi Shimon. U'ba'avodos kochavim, and when it comes to avodos zarah, afilu amar yom ivdua lamachar betlua, chayiv. All it says is chayiv. What does chayiv mean? So he says, well, it depends who you hold like. The Rabbanan will say chayiv means skila, and Rabbi Shimon will say chayiv means chenek. But it just says that the Brisa just says it as chayiv. So that's a very tough translation of the Brisa, but it says it's salvageable. There's a way to read that Brisa according to Rav Chista. Rava sover like Rav Amnuna, umetaris like Rav Amnuna. Rava read the Brisa like Rav Amnuna because he held like Rav Amnuna. So how does he read the Brisa like Rav Amnuna? Hamisnavi lakor dav minat Torah, the first line of the Brisa says that someone who's a misnavi to be oker davar min haTorah is going to be chayiv. So Rava says, what's that talking about? Bein bavod chavim bein b'shar mitzvos chayiv, mark edislei. Whether he's misnavi to be oker avod zara, or whether he's misnavi to be oker any other mitzvah in the Torah, that's going to be the machlokas. Any full mitzvah Rav Amnuna held, that the Navi tries to be oker, the Tanakam is going to say you get skila, Rav Shimon is going to say you get chenek, so that machlokas will apply. L'kayim mitzvah when he's trying to be mekayim a partial mitzvah and to be mevatel part of the mitzvah, so the Brisa said Rabbi Shimon Poter. So Rabbi Shimon Poter who had in the Rabbanan. So that everyone has to say that everyone says Poter because lekayim mitzvah salvatel mitzvahs by other mitzvahs, everyone holds your Poter. So to lock it in only according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no way to read that Brisa to fit with Rav Nun or Rav Chista if it's only going to be Rabbi Shimon. You have to say who had in the Rabbanan. And what about the last line of the Brisa that by avodah zarah, even if he says only do it today and not tomorrow, you're going to be chayiv, ubavos chavim afilu amar yom ivdua lemachar betlua chayiv. Mark edislei. Again, that's part of the machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. Tanakam would say you get skila. Rabbi Shimon would say you get chenek. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Bekal im yomer l'chanavi avar al divrei Torah shmalo chutz miavodos chavim. That on any issue, if a navi were to tell you to violate divrei Torah, you listen to him except for avodah zarah. Shafilu mamel l'chachama beemtzar rikia al tishmalo. Even if the navi were to stop the sun in the middle of the sky and say, you see that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have done that for me if I wasn't right. Now he wants you to go and worship Baal Pa'ar. Right? He wants you to go do avodah zarah. Still, don't listen to him. It doesn't matter what kind of mofes, it doesn't matter what kind of magician he is. You don't go and do the avodah zarah. Tani Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Higia Torah L'Sof Daita Shal Avodah Zarah B'Mfichach Nitna Torah Mem Shalaba. The Torah realized what avodah zarah leads to, and therefore the Torah says that it's absolutely non-negotiable. No matter how tricky the guy can be, and no matter what kind of miracles he's miracle worker he seems to be, you don't listen to him. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Chas v'Shalom, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mamen Chama Lo Ovri Ritzono. He says, what do you mean? That would never happen. That if a Navi comes and tells you, look, I stopped the sun in the middle of the sky, and now go do Avodah Zarah, that can't happen. He says, it's not a practical case. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to stop the sun in the middle of the sky for an Avodah Zarah. He would do it for someone, right? So I guess part of the question is, are we assuming he's actually stopping the sun in the middle of the sky, or what we mean is he's able to pull off a really good trick. He's able to convince you that he's done some sort of miracle. So Rabbi Kiva seems to take it very literally and says, you assume that he can do such a thing? It's impossible. Know what that means is, even if in past years he stopped the sun in the middle of the sky, once he starts, it's possible that someone was once a tzaddik and is now gone off the deep end, and now he's being madiach people to do avodah zarah, he's being mesis people to avodah zarah. You don't listen to him anymore. I don't care how many times he stopped the sun in the middle of the sky in his good days. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu might have done that for him in the past. He's not doing it for him anymore. Zomve Bas Kohen, right? The Mishnah had said, again, finishing up, and the last thing, we said, Zomve Bas Kohen are going to get Chenek. Even though the Bas Kohen herself gets Srefa, the Zomve Bas Kohen and the Boel of the Bas Kohen get Chenek. So, Minanimi, where do we know that? From Amar Vacha Breid Ravika, Ditanya, Rabbi Yossi Amar Matal Malomar Vasisim Lokash Zom Nasus La'achiv. Why does the Torah have to say that you should do to them what they tried to do to their friend? Lufi Shakolam Ham Zumamin, Shabbatora Zomein Ubalen, Bas Kohen, he b'sreifa vein ba'al b'sreifa. Right, that all other times that we have zomim in the Torah, you always get exactly what they tried to give to someone else by Bas Kohen. Right, meaning in all the other times in the Torah when there's an isra of bia, the man having the bia and the woman having the bia get the same onesh. It doesn't make a difference. Both parties get the same onesh. Over here, you're being mazim somebody to do a crime. A man and a woman who did a crime together, the woman gets one onesh, the man gets another onesh. So the Edom Zomim becomes much more tricky. You're supposed to do Kasher Zomim Lasos Lachiv. Which one? Lasos to the woman or Lasos to the man? So Vein Bol is because he was straight for Vein Bol was straight for the girl, but straight for not the guy. Zomim in Yodeh im lo hukshu. So what do you do with the Edom Zomim? Do you treat him like him or do you treat him like her? So Kshu Omer Lasos Lachiv. Lachiv lo lachoso. Why do you say lachos lachiv? To tell me whenever it's a choice between the man and the woman, and they're going to get different onshim, so you would treat the eid zomim like the man, not like the woman. Lachiv v'lo lachoso. Hadronach Elohein hanichnakin. So that is the end of Perek Elohein hanichnakin. The Rashash points out over here, as we're about to begin, Chelek, he quotes the Tosus Yomtiv, writes, Shemidivrei Rambam bak the muscle appears from Mishnayos, Shetiko Bereish Makos, Muchach the Perek hanichnakin. He says from the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, it's very clear that Elohein HaNechnakin is the last perek of Masechet Sanhedrin, and that Perek Chelek is not really the last perek of Masechet Sanhedrin. And why? What does the Rambam say? Tosfos Yom Tov says, look at the Rambam at the beginning of Makos and you'll see it. What the Rambam does by each Masechet in the Pirush Mishnayos is he tries to explain why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi arranged the Masechetas in these orders. Why is it that he put Makos right after Sanhedrin? What's the connection? So the Rambam writes, well, look at the very last halacha in Masechet Sanhedrin. The very last halacha is about Edim Zomimin, about Zomim Bas Kohen, that they get Chenek. And what's the beginning of Masechet Makos about? It's all about Edim Zomimin. It's all about Kasher Zomim. So that's the connection between Makos and Sanhedrin. So says the Tosfos Yontif, what you see from the Rambam is, what do you mean? That's the last mission of Masechet Sanhedrin. We got 20 blot left, right? So what are you talking about? We have Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek L'Olam Haba. So it seems that the Rambam held that this last parak is not really part of the Masechta. Unbelievable Chiddush. Says the Rashash though. That he doesn't think that that's correct. Ve'ina raya. It's not a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam held that way. The kasa shom gankin hidbik elav ve'eluhin alokin afshu peraka achron va'agav omer demasha kasa shom de'in rushus leben adam lanos lahalkos tells him, okay, whatever. And then he just makes the side point. But he says very often the Rambam will connect it to things that come up toward the end. That he doesn't always, when he says something is the last parak, doesn't always mean it's the last parak. He realized that there's another parak, but it's clear that even though this parak chelik is the last parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, it's clear that it's sort of tangentially related to everything else we've been doing. For the last 40 blot, we've been discussing Dal Mitzvos Beis Din. So tangentially, once we discuss Dal Mitzvos Beis Din, we start to talk about, okay, what happens after people die? Right, where do they go, and do these guys get to go to Olam Haba? Right, we believe in an afterlife. Do these people get the afterlife? Do these people get Olam Haba? So that's why we start mentioning Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Right, that's first Rashi in Chelek. Says Rashi, Meikara Ayri Ba'arba Misos Umefarish Vazlu Lekulu. We were talking about the Dal Misos. We explained each one of them. Vadim Farish Hani Dein Lam Chelek Olam Haba. Once we're talking about the baddest people in the world, we start talking about those who don't get Olam Haba. So without further ado, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Every Jew has a chelik in Olam Haba. Shemar v'amichlum tzadikim lom yeshuar tznotzer metei masa yodai lispire. Ve'elu she'enlem chelik l'Olam Haba. Very interesting juxtaposition over there. We just said Kol Yisrael Yeshem chelik l'Olam Haba. Then we say ve'elu, and these are the guys that don't have a chelik l'Olam Haba. Ha'omer ein tchias ha'meisim min ha'tar. So what some say is, it doesn't say Kol Yisrael Yeshem chelik l'Olam Haba chutz mi, it says ve'elu she'enlem chelik l'Olam Haba. So some of the Achronim try to suggest it means everyone, even these guys, have a chelik l'Olam Haba. In the chelik haklali, there are two chalakim in Olam Haba. You get a chelik of Olam Haba for being part of Klal Yisrael, and then you get your own personal chelik in Olam Haba. So, in terms of the part of Klal Yisrael chelik in Olam Haba, Russia, even a person, Yisrael Shachata Yisrael, who, no matter how much Averis you do, no matter how many Averis you do, no matter how bad you are, you're still a Yisrael. So you're still going to get that Chelek Lomas Haba. Similar to what Rav Shachter always likes to say about the government in Eretz Yisrael. He says people say that it doesn't have a din of a Jewish government, the current government in Eretz Yisrael, because they do so many Averos. No, it still has the din of a Jewish government. Maybe not such a good Jewish government. We had Malchi Yisrael that were of the Avodah Zarah and that brought all sorts of Avodah Zarah throughout Klal Yisrael. It's still Ledavoneinu. They still had a din of a Jewish government. So that's what he wanted to tell you, that the current government in Eretz Yisrael has a din of Lahamid Lahamelech, that it's a Kima Mitzvah of establishing a Jewish king in Eretz Yisrael, which is the Aschalta de Gula. But anyway, that's so you can't take away someone's Jewishness from them. So the general Chelek and Olam Haba, everyone gets their own personal chelik and olam haba. Okay, then there are some exceptions. So ve'el shein lam chelik olam haba. Ha'omerin tchias ha'mesu min ha'torah. Someone who denies tchias ha'mesu min ha'torah, says Rashi, unbelievable. Although on the side he tries to say that this wasn't said by Rashi, that it's not someone who denies tchias ha'mesu only. Someone could say, I believe in tchias ha'mesu, I just don't believe the Torah tells us about tchias ha'mesu. Such a person is ein lam chelik olam haba, even if he believes in it. So Rashi says, because after all, v'chimehechan hu yodea shekein hu hilkach for Gomeru. To say that I believe in it, but it's not from the Torah, is saying that, what, from my gut, a gut feeling that there's Tchias HaMesim? That's not belief in anything. So that's the same as a real Kofar. You could say, oh, I believe in God, I just don't believe that the God gave us the Torah tells us about God. Well, that's Kfira. That's not, that doesn't help you. Ve'in Torah min HaShemayim. And someone who says there's no Torah min HaShemayim. Ve'apikores, or a person who's an apikores. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what that is. Rabbi Kiva Omer Afakori. Rabbi Kiva says, even someone who reads Sfarim HaChitonim is Ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what Sfarim HaChitonim are also, although the Bar Tanura says, as an example, like Aristotle, which is a tremendously big chiddush of an example to use, considering how the Rambam widely quoted from Aristotle, right? So someone who's Korib is Sfarim HaChitonim, Va'loche Shalamaka, and someone who's Loche Shalamaka, Va'omer Kalamachla, Shasamti Mitzrayim, Lo Asu Melacha Ken Yesham Rafecha. Someone who, when someone has an illness, they start to recite different psukim about the Maka, hoping that that's going to clear it up, that they have some sort of magic that they think that they can use to try to get rid of an illness. It doesn't work that way. Abishol Omer Afa Hoges Hashem. Even someone who pronounces the Shem Hashem with the letters, spelled out Shem Hashem, even that is Ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba. Shlosh Melachim Arba Yedialtos Ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba. In our history, we've had three kings and four non-kings who did not have a Chelek Olam Haba. So essentially, if you were a king, you had a much higher chance, right, of not having a Chelek Olam Haba than if you're a regular guy, right? And that's not by accident. People in important positions have the opportunity to do a lot of good, and they have the opportunity to do a lot of bad. So Shlosh Melachim, the three kings, are Yeravam Achav and Menashe. Rabbi Yudom and Menashe. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Menashe does have a chelek olam haba. Shnemar, v'yispal leilav, v'yishmat chinaso, v'yishvu Yerushalayim l'malchuso. Amr lo, l'malchuso yishivo, v'lo l'chayel maba yishivo. So the Chacham said back, no, it says that he was returned to l'malchuso. It never says he was returned to l'chayel maba. So yes, he got his malchus back, but not all his olam haba back. Arba adyotos, who are the four adyotos that have no chelek olam haba? Bilam, v'doig, v'achitofel, v'gechazi. Right, those are the four adyotos, and we'll discuss each one in the Gemara. So why is it that someone who's kofar b'tchias ha'mesim doesn't have a chelek olam haba? Right? Why such a serious punishment for someone who just doesn't believe that the dead are going to come back to life? So Tana, who kofar b'tchias ha'mesim l'fichal lo yeh lo chelek b'tchias ha'mesim? He was kofar b'tchias ha'mesim, so he's not going to have a chelek b'tchias ha'mesim. Shekol midas v'shakosh baruch hu mida k'negen mida, because all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are mida k'negen mida. This is a very strong raya. There's a machlokas what the word olam haba means over here. Machlokas Rambam in the Ravid, what the word Olam Haba even means. Does Olam Haba mean that the Olam Hatchia, that it's a physical world when people come back to life, or is it a purely spiritual world? The Rambam talks about it being a purely spiritual world, no guf, no neshama, just the neshama with being nanamis of Hashchina. That's what the reference to Olam Haba is. The Ravid says, no, Olam Haba means the Olam Hatchia, where there's physical bodies walking around after Tchias HaMesim. So this seems like a very strong riot to the Ravid, because it says, what is the the mida keneged mida for someone who's kofar b'tchias ha-meisim is that in lochelik lo haba. Sounds like you're not going to get tchias ha-meisim. That is the definition of olam haba. Damar of Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar of Yonasan, probably in different contexts, Chazal meant different things by olam haba. That's probably the truth. Damar of Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar of Yonasan, minayin shakal midos shal kodesh baruch hu mida keneged mida. How do we know that the midos of a kodesh baruch hu is to always do things mida keneged mida? Shnemar, because the pasuk says on the one hand, vayomer elisha shemu devar Hashem ko amar Hashem keis machar sa asolas b'shekel. This is the same song, Meshekel B'Shar Shomron. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, Vayana Shlish Asher Lamelech Nishan Al Yado Esish Elokim Vayomer Hinei Hashem Osa Arubas B'Shamayim Ayyeh Adavar Azeh Vayomer Hinecha Roa Be'enech L'Misham Lo Sochel. So he says, you're going to see that there's going to be food that comes down, and we're going to have, God is going to provide, but you're not going to be able to eat from it. Uksiv Vayhilo Kain. And it says in the Pasuk, yet that it was exactly like that. V'yirm Suvasalam B'Shar Vayamos. So the guy who denied God's ability to provide wasn't provided by God, right? That's the idea of Mida Keneged Mida. The exact thing that he was kofar in, he was not able to eat from. He was not able to enjoy from. The Dilma Kilas Alisha Garmalay, but maybe that wasn't because the God's Midas are always Mida Keneged Mida. Maybe that was just the curse of Elisha, that Elisha cursed him in that way. So says Gemara, Dam Rav Yudom Rav Kilas Chacham Afil Al Chinam Iba, because after all, when a Chacham curses, even if he curses Al Chinam, it's always going to be Mekuyam. So maybe that's why it happened. Same Cain, Lichtov Krav Vayir Mesuhu Vayamos. My Bishar, Al Iske Shar. Why is it Bishar? It must be because of what he said about the Shar, meaning what he said, that his denial of God's ability to provide. That must be what the basis for his punishment was. Minayin L'Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Okay, so we said that someone who's kofar in Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah, where Rashi said, even if you believe in Tchias HaMesim, but you don't believe it's from the Torah, is not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. So the Gemara says, okay, so we better be clear on where we know Tchias HaMesim from the Torah from. We want a chelik in Olam Haba. So where do we find it? Where in the Torah do we see Tchias HaMesim? It's interesting. If you look through the whole Torah, Pasuk Shana Chumash never mentions Olam Haba. Never the thing we're all working towards, right? The thing that we dedicate our lives to work towards is Olam Haba, Mestama, right? Although we're not Meshamish Esrav Al Menas the Kabul Pras, but that's it. And never mentions it in all of Torah. So major discussions in the Rishonim why that's the case. But anyway, so the Gemara said, I think Kli Yakar has like 15 answers, something like that. He has a tremendous amount of answers as to why that's the case. But anyway, Minayin L'Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. Where do we ever find it in the Torah that there's a concept what do you mean? You're going to one day give truma to Aaron HaKohen? What, is Aaron always going to be around? We never gave truma to Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen died before he had the opportunity to ever receive truma. He never made it into Eretz Yisrael. So how can you say we're going to give truma to Aaron HaKohen? It must be there's going to be a Tchias HaMesim, and that's the Torah telling us that there's going to be a Tchias HaMesim, and therefore we're going to be able to give Truma to Aaron HaKohen. Mikan l'Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Tiberi Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Tiberi Rabbi Shmuel said, nah, it's not the best raya. La Aaron just means ke Aaron. You're going to give Truma to people like Aaron. Ma Aaron chaver af banav chaverim. That's the mitzvah of giving Truma, is telling us give Truma to people who are like Aaron, in the sense that they know how to treat the Truma. It's not telling us a guarantee that we're going to give truma to Aaron per se. It's a mitzvah to give truma to people who know how to treat it and eat a petara and not become tamei and not make the truma tamei also. And that's people like Aaron. I'm Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. Minayin shein nosin truma l'kohen ha'maaretz. How do I know you don't give truma to a kohen ha'maaretz? Shnemar v'yomru. Pasuk says, "Vayomer la'am liyoshvei Yerushalayim laseis minas hakohanim v'alvim man yachzuku b'toras Hashem kala machzik b'toras Hashem yesh lo minas v'sheinu machzik b'toras Hashem ein lo minas. Whoever is machzik b'toras Hashem, he gets a portion of the truma that you're able to give. Anyone who's not machzik b'toras Hashem does not get a portion of the truma you're able to give. Amar Rav Acha bar Ada, Amar Rav Yehuda kala nosin truma l'kohen ha'maaretz kilu nosin l'fnei ari. When you give truma to a kohen who's not ma'aretz, it's like giving it to a lion. Ma ari safik daris v'ochel safik. Just like a lion, you never know when he's going to trample and go and take the food, and you never know when he's not going to. So too by the Kohen Amaretz, you never know what you're going to get. You're going to give it the truma to the Kohen Amaretz. He might eat a petara, he might eat a petuma. You have no idea what you're going to get from him. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af gorim lo misa, it even causes a misa, shenemar mesa bo ki chaluhu, meaning you think you're doing him a favor by giving him truma, you're actually not doing him a favor at all, because if you're causing him to eat truma betuma, you're causing him to do this avera that he's going to get killed for. You're causing him to do this horrible avera. Tanya, Rabbi Shmaya, Omer Minayin L'Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah. So, so far we had one possible source for Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah, and that was the guarantee that we're going to be able to give our own Truma L'Asadavo. So the second source for Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah, Shnemar, the Pasuk says in Shmos, V'gama Kimosi Es Brisi Yitam L'Seis L'Meseret Kanan. Lachem lo nemar, elo lahem. It doesn't say laseis lachem, it says laseis lahem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I made a bris with your forefathers to give them Eretz Canaan. But he's talking to the generation who's going into Eretz Canaan. Shouldn't he say to give you Eretz Canaan? Mikan t'ches ha-mesim in Torah. So from there you see that there must be t'ches ha-mesim, and they too are going to get Eretz Canaan one day. Shalom minus from Gamliel. Minayin shakadosh baruch hu mechayim esim. Where do we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechayim esim? Amr lahem min ha-Torah min ha-Viyim l'ksuvim. What do you mean? Where do you see? You see it in Torah. You see it in Viyim. You see it in ksuvim. V'lo kiblu menu, but they didn't accept any of his answers. Min ha-Torah d'ksuv v'yam Rashi al Moshe inach shalchev v'mevasecha v'kam. Amr he says you're going to lie with your fathers. V'kam, and then you're going to get up again. So that's the Esamesim. Amar lo v'dimlo v'kama amazev v'zani. He says, no, maybe v'kama is going on the second half of the pasuk. It's not going on v'shochiv v'mavosecha. So it has nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. Min ha-Nevi'im d'ch'siv yichyu meisecha nevalti yukum in ha-kitzu v'ran n'shoch ni'afar ki talo rastil chaveret r'fam tapil. Right, it says v'ran n'shoch ni'afar that they're going to get up. V'dimlo meisim sheikh yecheskel. Maybe that's only the meisim that yecheskel is mechaya, but it's not the meisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mechaya. Min ha-ksuvim d'ch'siv v'chachi ki'ayin ha-tof ha-lich v'dodin l'me-sharm doviv sifse yishenim. That the lips of the sleeping people, meaning the dead people, are going to move. Maybe it just means their lips are going to move in the world, but it doesn't mean that they're actually going to get up. Because after all, Rabbi Yochanan taught there's another way the lips can move. That anyone who says over a teaching of Torah in the name of someone who's dead, their lips move in the kever. So maybe that's what it means. They didn't accept this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Mesim until he was able to bring them proof from the following pasuk, Asher Nishba Hashem Lavaseichem Laseis Lahem Lachem Lo Nemer El Lahem Mikan L'Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. That's where you see the concept of T'chias HaMesim in HaTorah. Okay, we have to stop here. We'll have to read these dapim fast. That's Hashem.